The I thought, the feeling that you exist there. Yes, that's the one where you feel you exist. So attached to this I thought is all other things, all your all the references that are done into the world, your names, your forms, your stresses, your issues, your happiness, your pleasure, your pain, everything is concerned with this primarily I thought. Now drill a hole into it. Just for 5 minutes. Try to go inside it gently. Remember, most gentle drill. Slowly. Okay? You know, when someone drills a hole through a driller, you will see that it takes a little time then. After he drills it, then he waits. And then again he drills. So don't keep drilling. Drill a little bit and then relax into the feeling. Because if you drill too hard, what will happen? The drill machine will break. So, your third eye that you have is like the drill machine. Just slowly pierce through your third eye into the right hand side from where the I thought arises. This meditation is the most advanced Advaitic meditation because it is directly dealing with the right hand side consciousness moving through the Amrita Nadi into the right hand side of your heart, into the I thought. I will be giving a very more elaborate meditation next time on this. But for now, just get a feel of what I am saying. Slowly, very gentle. Through your third eye, imagine a laser beam piercing, drilling into your heart. Your breath softer and getting more and more gentler and softer. As you relax more and more into your heart, your spiritual heart. Now forget about the third eye and just feel your heart. Just stay there. Let your breath arise and fall into your heart. Slowly open your eyes. Come back fully aware, back to earth, back to your body, back to your senses. Slowly. This is actually a very, very strong meditation. We will go one day very deep into it. I will be preparing one which is very direct Advaitic meditation. You see, in Advaita there are various techniques of in the waking state. For example, you only ask this question to whom it is happening and you just go and retire into that subjective feeling of I. But there are not many meditations that are given in Advaitic meditations, you see, sitting wise. So I'll be preparing more and more of such meditations, which are very, which require very less effort, but goes directly into the heart. I got someone to tell me something. I wasn't sure who started. Okay, so now we, one of the things that I really wanted to, talk about is that you all know that I have been emphasizing on effort as a very important aspect of our teachings, right? We always talk about it. Effort, put more effort, go deep into yourself, do the Kriya practices, do the Advaitic practices, feel your heart, feel the Shakti, go to the chakras, do the Nabi Kriya. You know this entire thing, how this works. how our meditations, which are the important meditations that we are doing, Yoni Mudra. But there is one flaw about effort which I want to talk about today. And what happens with effort, and that you have to all watch out for, is that there is a sense of doership that arises with effort. It's like, I need to perform, do it, you know, do more. I want to get deeper. I want to do this and I want to do that. And what happens is, the goal of any teaching, of any practices, of the whole sadhana is not about performing. It is about relaxing. You see, if you are more performance oriented than relax oriented, then you are not getting the real message from my teachings or any teachings, that so to say. That's why you must always check that you're not where, what is your main priority? What is your main goal? Are you relaxing enough? Or are you having anxiety? Or are you stressed? Are you having some tension regarding meditations? Right? So you must increasingly and progressively get better at relaxing yourself rather than performing. That's the whole idea. So that is the one problem flaw of effort. So what I thought was, let me give you a particular two very important Vedantic quotes or words which are called as Mahavakyas, and explain those Mahavakyas so that the tension around effort can be relaxed. In fact, if you follow these two Mahavakyas, Mahavakyas means the great words spoken, or the truths, the great truths that are given by in Vedantic times. If you follow these two, then you will need no effort to realize self. Now, I'm making such a radical statement that you will require very little effort or no effort to realize the self, to be free from suffering, to realize God. So what is the first one? The first one is, in the Vedanta, is called Sarvam Kalvidam Brahman. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahman is the first Mahavakya. What does that mean? It means everything is God. Sarvam Idam Brahman. Sarvam means all. Idam means it is. Brahman means self. Sarvam Idam Brahman. All is God. Everything is God. Remember this. Now, I'll explain how the concept works. When you go to see a movie in a picture, in a movie hall, in a theater, what do you see? You'll see, oh, I see movie. I see this person doing this, I'm doing that, getting killed, people are getting killed, or this particular story, and you're following the story about it. And your entertainment depends upon the story. Okay? You feel like that, you are seeing the story. Same thing with your life, you feel you are seeing the story. But the story cannot be seen unless and until there is a screen behind. Can that be seen? Cannot be seen. Now, actually, you are seeing not just the story. You're also seeing God. You're also seeing self. Think what I'm saying. It's not that that self has to be revealed itself. It has to reveal itself. And only when I do my practices, or only when I am going to do my Kriya or Advaita practices, or any of these practices, or any kind of Kundalini practices or devotional practices, that God will reveal himself. No. The screen is always there, no? Irrespective. Similarly, God or self is always there, irrespective of whether you are doing any practice or you are not doing any practice. Please understand, this is very important to know this concept that God is always there. What happens is when we start putting a lot of effort, we expect that miraculously, if I put my mind inside, I will have some major darshan and God is going to come and reveal himself to me, or something is going to happen. He is going to come forward and bless me, or something is going to happen like that. But how is that possible? He's always there. We don't see it. That's a different thing. It's a problem with our seeing, not seeing him. He's always there. Self is always there. Awareness of him is ever, ever there. In any form, in all the form, in every way, he's the one who's appearing to you. Okay. You get what you think you see is these movies, is these pictures, is these stories. But you don't see that along with that, there is this self also. There is God also there with it. It does not require any purification. It does not require any kind of practices. It does not require any special thing for him or her to appear for you. In fact, he's not even hidden. You know, they say, oh, God is hidden under Maya. He's supposed to be hidden. We need to coax him. I don't think so. How can he be hidden? He is the one who's always there. It is just that you are not seeing him. That's all. You have to develop that vision properly of getting into the habit of seeing him everywhere and in everything. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you, is that maybe you don't feel that you are seeing him. But it does not take away the truth that he is there. Without the screen, it's not possible for the movie to work. Not possible. You see different pots. The pots are made up of what? Clay. You are seeing different sizes of pots. But the fact of the matter is that there is only one clay. Different pots are made out of one clay that is there. So what do you see? You are saying, oh, this pot is better than that pot. See, you make a choice. It is in that choice that there is this suffering. But when we say, I have no choice, I know all of this is clay. I know all of this is the screen. I know that there is no difference between the wave and the depth of ocean. Why? Because everything is water. Can you deny that there is different water on the wave, in the wave, and there is a different water in the ocean? So, what is this whole point of diving inside and coming to the water, knowing that it is water, and outside into the wave, also there is water? Water is everywhere. That is what you are actually experiencing. You are experiencing water everywhere, irrespective. But we are experiencing it for us. We are perceiving it as if this is not what we want. This is what we want. We're making choices in that. Now, I want you to shift in your thinking, in your perception. This is what a very strong thing I'm telling you. This most shortcut and the quickest way, which is given by Vedanta. Please, please understand this. Quickest way to realize God, knowing God. Even if you don't feel that you see God everywhere, assume that you are seeing God. Because it is truth. Uphold this highest truth that it is God. Even with illness, problems, like some people have Parkinson's, some people have this problem, that problem. Many people have different kind of problems. And we want to get rid of these problems. Of course, we should get rid of our, I'm not saying we should not get rid of our illnesses and diseases. But you know, can it be possible without him, without God? Cannot God appear as Parkinson or as cancer or as diabetes or as this thing? How is it possible? None of that can function. Cancer cannot happen without God. It's not possible. Because everything we are seeing and experiencing is God. I'm telling you, you start living in this truth. Highest truth, the highest Mahavakya that is given is the first one. Sarvamidam Brahman. Everything is God. Your diseases are God. Your happiness is God. Your pleasure is God. Your disappointment is God. Everything is God because nothing has a life. Everything is insentient. Only Brahman is sentient. Means that power, that electricity which lights the bulb is God. That alone does it. How can any disease work if it is not having the working of God behind it? It means God has allowed it to be there. I'm not saying you suffer because of that. I'm just saying you know, don't be stressed. Don't be tension about it. Realize this is God because without that it is not possible for any disease to happen only. Because God is what is giving that particular, He is the one who is programming all of this. He is the one who is sentient. He is the only thing. Self is the only thing. Brahman is the only thing that is doing. So what you are experiencing as any form of pleasure or pain or anything is that expression of God. Is that expression. Today He is expressing itself as that. Tomorrow He will express it as something else. Third day He'll express itself as something else. But you don't fall into the trap of saying, oh, this is, I don't want this. Because somehow I'll pray to God and you know, my sin will go away and that will go away. No, instead, first you tell, this is Brahman. First thing. Because this is the truth that Vedanta teaches me. This disease, this problem is Brahman itself. I welcome God as this. Sit and talk and tell yourself, Sarvamidam Brahman, Sarvamidam Brahman. Keep repeating this mantra. Keep repeating this. This is God. This is God. This is God. This is God. When you start believing this, everything will fall in its place, in its own time, at its own wisdom. Because that, why it is happening to you, why it has happened to you, for what reason it has happened to you, don't put your mind into it. There is absolutely great wisdom in why it is given to you, which in hindsight and later on you will come to know why it is so. Trust me on this. Absolutely live on this. Simple thing. Anything happens to you, don't ask to whom it is happening. Now, I'm telling you the Mahavakya. I'm not saying these techniques are not bad, good. Self-inquiry is not good or Kriya is not good. No. Because what I am trying to tell you is another way. Another easy way I'm telling you. Easy way I'm telling you. So I'm not criticizing Ramana's method, please. or I'm not criticizing Kriya method, or I'm not criticizing my own ISIP method, which is a blend of all these things. What I am trying to show you today or telling you is a radical method, different, which you could use with great success, with least amount of effort, and the results is the quickest way to get free from suffering. Is that the moment anything comes to you, say this is Brahman. Why? Because this is what Vedanta tells me. Why? Because God is the only thing that is sentient. Nothing else can live without it, without the approval of God. It's not possible. Understand what I'm saying? Now you can say Vedanta has become like bhakti, because there is so much surrender in it, choicelessness. It is true. Vedanta itself is bhakti, because when you are surrendering yourself to this highest will and telling this also is Brahman, that also is Brahman, everything what you experience, whatever you are thinking is Brahman. You are meditating, something happens in your mind, some evil thought comes over or some kind of distraction happens. Don't fight it. Now, in yoga system, you will go into the breath, distract yourself, correct? Or in Advaita Vedanta system of inquiry, you will say to whom it is happening and go into retiring into the self, which means in some way there is a denial to whatever it is happening, whatever is taking place to you. You are denying a part of your own experience. Am I right or wrong? Please tell me. Am I right or wrong? Right. You're denying. You're going back from something, escaping from something, right? Valid reason, valid practices. I'm not disputing. They're different practices. I am telling you here, don't fight it. And instead, you say this is Brahman. Beautiful. Very nice. What a thought. Don't say evil thought. Even the most evil thought is Brahman. So don't say evil thought, because evil means you have judged it. You have given an opinion about it. Whatever thought is coming to you, tell it, this is Brahman. Thank you very much, God. This is Brahman, nothing else. See the change. I'm telling you, in your meditation, there will be so much relaxation. In your meditation, there will be less of fight going on. Everything will be gentle, because you are embracing everything. There is no fight. You are enjoying the union with God, because you are seeing God. It is this meditation of Sarvam Kalvidam Brahman is an experience of seeing and knowing. You are seeing, even though you are not, may not be seeing it now. You may not be seeing it now, but as you program yourself to believing that you are seeing Him in everywhere, Self in everywhere, you will start knowing Him better. See, this is the highest form of wisdom. Number one, this is the first thing, the highest form of wisdom. The second is Mahavakya, which I consider to be the highest form of bhakti. The first one was of wisdom, knowing everything is God. The second is Tattvamasi. Thou are that. You are God. Now again, I am telling you one thing. There is a shift in the perception of how you are going to relate this with the world. Where you are working, with whom you are working, whoever is coming close to you. Always assume, always know that anybody you come across with is God. Don't be in a hurry to say, Aham Brahmasi, I am God. Because then God will fight with God. Because you will say, everywhere is God. He is God. Aham Brahmasi, I am also God. So now there is going to be an ego problem between God and God. No. This step means you are telling, Thou are God. This is Tattvamasi. The real understanding is about that, is that that person who you are seeing, who you are talking, whoever is coming to you is God. There used to be, Muktananda, someone told me, he said, see God in each other. He didn't say, see God in the other person and yourself. Because that yourself is later on. Aham Brahmasi will happen on its own. You don't try to become Brahmasi first. Don't try to be Brahmasi, Brahma first. Say, whoever you are meeting, whoever is hurting you also, whoever is criticizing you also, whoever is giving you happiness, whoever is giving you pleasure, whoever is giving you pain, whoever is giving you anything, say, God, I recognize it is you doing this to me. You are the one who's doing it. Of course, this is the highest truth, because if you see your life, that individual, that person, he thinks something one day, and after a few years, his feelings have changed or something happens. Why is this changing? Why the relationship changes? You then feel he has changed. That person has changed. But that person has not changed. It is your lack of understanding. You feel he has changed. He has no will of his own. God works through that person. See God in that person. So whatever he gives you, please understand, whatever he gives you in your mind, tell yourself, thank you, God. Whatever you are giving me, you are the one who is giving me. Whether it is pain, whether it is a pleasure. What happens then is, there is cannot be any question of ego. Because you cannot fight God. Can you fight God? Not possible. When you see the other as God, there is no question of fighting with him or her. See? The ego is gone. Is finished. And the end of ego means there is deep happiness, deep peace, deep joy. When you finish and you destroy your own ego, when you place your ego absolutely and see through this ego, you don't put and mess around with your ego with anybody, and you say, I have surrendered to you, God, in your mind. Try this. Someone tells you something. First thing you tell to yourself, this is God telling me. No matter what it is. Just try this. Live with this experience. And thou art that. That means tattvamasi. Use this again and again. It's coming from you, God. Coming from you, God. Coming from you, God. You will see that your ego will slowly begin to disintegrate easily and effortlessly. With no effort, you will be going into deeper and deeper joy, deeper and deeper joy. And then you will come to know that that person remote control is not him. That remote control is in self's hand, God's hand. He is the one who is making everything play around here and there. He's watching. He's watching how you are going to react. God watches. He plays these things and sees. Can you recognize me in this act or no? So immediately you should say to yourself, I recognize you. That's why I'm saying, don't even think God is hidden. God is not hidden. Because every time you feel God is hidden, then you will start to see and wonder, where is he? Where is he? No, he is here. He's talking to you. I see God. Right now, any person who is talking to me is God. God is that. God is you. Thou art God. That's the first thing you should do, is that you change your situation, position. See what happens now. Again, comparing to Vedanta, Advaita or self-inquiry. Again, I'm saying the same thing. Let me bring this again point. Advaita, what it does is that it brings the focus and attention to I, self. So, you become very sensitive to everything. Because you are now giving attention to a part of yourself only all the time. You are grooming it. You are nurturing it. I, all the time. All the time. So, I'm telling in this method, in the Vedanta method, thou art that means you shift your attention to the other person. Other person does not mean personality. It does not mean that you try to judge the person. See how he is and how she is doing. See, I was so nice to that person and she is doing like this and he's doing like this. That's not what I'm saying. Thou art that means you are God. Finish. That's how it means. You assume whatever is coming from the other person is coming from God. And you live in that, with that particular life, with that particular realization. These two things, if you can do, most of the time, you will need very least of effort, and your own self-realization of your own happiness, response from God, own joy will triple 4 times, 5 times, 10 times, 20 times. It will happen. I'm telling you that. Telling you that. Why? Because as you put your ego back at the background very much and see God in everything, there is no other way but for him to. You are not bringing him in his life. You are basically enjoying him in every way all the time. You're enjoying him all the time. You're not spending a special time for him, with him. Oh, this particular time I will spend in meditation and maybe I will get this particular. Maybe I'll get that experience. Maybe I will get, you know. It's like this. So these two things are two Mahavakyas. If you put in your life, and it looks very easy, of course, but it may be very difficult, because when the challenges come in terms of someone tells you something, can you immediately say that it's coming from God? That's the biggest challenge. Or can you see God, knowing the truth that God is the only sentient being, or the self is the only thing that is sentient? You know, knowing that you're always seeing the screen. The movie is not, the movie is seen, but with the movie, the God is seen too. The self is seen too, all the time. Can you tell yourself that this is God talking to me? That's an important thing. You have to utilize that, and then you will see the quickest way to, even with your diseases or illnesses or problems in your life, God is expressing to me through this pain. Just say this to yourself. See what happens. There will be an immediate relaxation into it. The trying will go away. The effort will go away. The tension will go away. The stress will go away. Why? Because you cannot go beyond the will of God. You can fight with anything else in the world. You can fight with anybody in the world. But your ego, you know, is never going to be bigger than God's ego or God's will. Simple. Not God's ego. But it can never be bigger than God. Your ego can never be bigger than God. So it's a very strong direct method of destroying your ego. Understand what I'm saying? Now, putting this into perspective, then why am I recommended you the teachings of effort? Why did I say, oh, why do the sages say this method, or you know, do the Kriya Yoga, or do the self-inquiry, or do the this thing or that thing? Why? Why do they say that? So we have to understand the right perspective, why the method effort is given. All effort, all purification, all chakra work, any kind of inquiry, any kind of meditations does not mean that God will reveal himself to you, because he's already revealing himself to you all the time. So number one, why we say effort, a little effort to go within, is because we are so used and habituated to, our visions are so used to seeing stories, the story, the movie story of our life, that we just can't at all see God is there too along with it. It is simple. We need something to stop the story for some time, where the story just completely stops. One of my American students had come to see a movie with me once. Right? In America, if you see a movie, right from beginning till end, the story continues. But in India, when you come to India and see a movie, there is something called intermission. In the absolutely at the very much at the halfway point, there is this, enjoy your popcorns and come back again. And she got up from the seat. She said, what is this? My story, they ruined my story. I don't want to break. You know, I said, don't say like that, because the person who created this thing must have been a gyani. She said, what are you saying? I said, yes. See, all two and a half hour of movie, right? 45 minutes, you're already watching this, whatever is playing around and entertaining yourself. Now he wants you to finish the movie. Story is over. What do you see? Hey, black screen, white screen. I said, yeah, story is down. You see the screen. That is why you have to see the scene, to see the screen, the background screen on which the movie is being put or imposed or superimposed. For that reason, we do these meditations. It does not mean that the screen suddenly appears from somewhere if we meditate. See, the screen is always there. Suddenly, the movie is not there. When the movie is not there, only the screen remains. That's why Ramana Maharshi said, when the self is, the world is not. When the world is, the self is not. Right? So, It is a validation. It is an experience to see that the screen is there. See, all great things happen in India. All gyanis are coming from India, because even in movies, they put all this gyana stuff. People don't understand this. See, ignorance. But you have to find out. See how great Indians are. That even there in the entertainment, they don't lose any opportunity to tell you about the self. Even there, intermission, people, she's got angry and upset. Ah, what is this? My story's got... That is why that gyani is breaking your relationship with the story. Go enjoy a popcorn. Come and see the screen and enjoy the empty screen that is taking... See, that's why we have to come back to ourselves. So whether you use a method of self-inquiry, you sit inside and say, okay, to whom it is happening, you will see the story is finished. Correct? Yes or no? At that moment, the story is gone. Say you're worried about somebody, some story. A break in the story will happen. Say you're worried about your child, you're worried about your mother, you're worried about somebody. Suddenly you say, to whom it is happening? To me. Who is this me? And suddenly there's silence. What has happened? The story is gone. The screen has appeared. That's all. Now, it doesn't mean that it is only always going to be like that. Obviously not. What is going to happen? That, again the story will be there. After intermission, after the popcorn is over, again, the story will start, na? But the screen is there. Na? That is what you have to recognize. That in spite of the story still being there, you don't need to keep putting effort to keep watching that empty screen. Entertain yourself. Enjoy the movie. But always know that the movie is running because of the screen. Understand that. That is the one that is giving power to the movie that keeps running. Your story, then 1,000 movies will come, 1,000 people are going to get killed in that, somebody is going to die, somebody is going to have something, someone is going to get kidnapped, but bloodshed is going to happen and you're going to watch all that. But the movie screen, you see, impeccable, absolutely no dirt, no blood, no dirt, nothing. That is a lesson we have to know, that always and always the screen is not affected by what is happening in the movie. In your life also, nothing is going to affect that screen. So always assume that you're watching the screen. Never feel you're watching a movie. You're watching the movie for entertainment, but you're really connecting to whom? To the screen. You're entertaining yourself is fine, but your connection is with whom? The screen. The screen is not something that needs to be revealed by any practices. because it's always here. So no amount of practice is going to bring it in your life. Nothing. But what it does is, you just, if you don't have that, if you want to have a little bit of experience and direct experience of it, or some kind of validation, oh, what Rajivji is saying is right or wrong, what Ramana said is right or wrong, what Robert Adams said was right or wrong, okay, go inside and stop and drop the story, and you will feel the screen suddenly appearing. Don't think, oh, now I have to be completely dumb like that. Now I can't enjoy anything in the world. Now I don't have to have the movie at all. No, you've seen it, you know. Now enjoy the world. Enjoy yourself. Entertain yourself. Feel it. Everything. That's what I'm trying to say. The reason of effort, why the effort is needed, in what perspective the effort is needed. That's number one. The second reason why we need all the techniques like Kriya techniques and self-inquiry, and especially Kriya techniques, my reasoning is that God appears in various forms, in various ways. In the waking state, he appears like thou art that. Pavita is God. Pritpal is God. Anjali is God. Lalit is God. Mario is God. Scott is God. Shankar is God. They are your God. You are Brahman. No other fact. This is one form of God that I worship in my heart. But God says that there are various forms in which I appear. Various forms that I express myself. How do I express myself? Go and find out inside me, and you will see my various forms. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna and Krishna were guru disciples, but they were also great friends first. Krishna was Arjuna's friend first, correct? And then when the Bhagavad Gita Mahabharata happened, Arjuna said, God, you are Krishna, you say that you are God in yourself, you are Brahman. Reveal to me your Virat Vishwaswarupa. He says, okay, I shall reveal to you my Vishwaswarupa. And he, you know, on the battlefield, right in the middle of the battle, he showed his Vishwaswarupa with Agni coming from his mouth, with Vayu, with various heads. Then there is the Agni, there is the Vayu, that is wind. Various deities are there. There is Rama, there is a Shiva in his heart, Rudra in his heart, Brahma in his forehead. And Rakshasas are there. Human beings are being eaten and born from his mouth. Huh? That was his Vishwarupa. See, when he saw that, he said, God, how did I not see this? He said, because I gave you, I cannot be seen like that in this form through your physical eyes. I can only be seen through Divya Dishti. You receive the word Trivya Dishti. Trivya Dishti? He says, what is Trivya Dishti? He says, that's what you go inside through your third eye. You can see my various forms that I am. So his form in the astral, his form as in the causal, his form in the prana system. That's why we do yoga. That's why we do tantra. Because we know, we can know him through various forms. So I am telling you, understanding of it is like this. If you want to know God at various forms, he can appear to you as you want him to appear. See, when Arjuna told him, appear to me in this form, he gave him that form. You ask God, you see God everywhere, you apply these two rules, what I am telling you, these two things that I told. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahman Tatvamasi. And you ask God to appear to you, he appear to you as you want him to appear. Trust me. Whether as guru, whether as friend, whether as your partner, whether as anyone, you will be able to see him, or even as him. in whatever God you believe in. Or Nanak Sahab, whatever you want him to believe, he will appear to you. Because he has promised that to us. That in whatever form you want, if there is devotion, I shall appear to you in that form. So there are millions of different. Now we are in yoga or in tantra that we go inside an inquiry. There are ways that you can know his entirety, different forms. But if you don't want to know any of them, let's say, I don't want to know about what he does in his astral or how he appears in his that form or this form. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just do these two things. And you will see him appearing in the gross state as God through people. And if you want to go more deeper in the astral, he will appear to you in the astral as God there. If you want to see him in the causal state, then he'll appear in the causal state as something else. And if you want to experience him as a turiya, as that unless bliss, intoxicated bliss of joy, then he'll appear as that. See? You have to, it is upon you. But that does not mean that if you can't experience turiya, or if you don't experience astral form, or if you don't experience causes, oh, you are far away from God. No. That is fallacy of our thinking. It's not like that. He will appear to you as you want him to appear if you have that kind of heart, if you have that kind of wisdom, and if you apply these two things, then he'll appear in any way that is there. Okay? So, I had to put this in the right perspective, I think, why I did it. Because people felt a little too overburdened with effort, not realizing why I'm saying effort. I am encouraging people to know his entire manifestation. Try to get his form in as much as you possible, in the entirety of his manifestation, in what ways work that it works. He's available as Shakti, he's available as Shiva, he's available as Vishnu, as in the heart, he's available as Krishna in the third eye. I mean, he is available in any way, in any form that you want him to be available. But more important and most important is, even if you don't see all these things, he's available as you. Thou art that. Brahman. Huh? So why I should say, now wait for him to merge with him? Why should I wait a single day to merge with him when he is there in that form, in the human form, in the physical, expressing as you? Expressing as you. You will see, if you live by that, you will see his working. He will work through the people in your life. Trust me. Try this. He will work as the people in your life whom you need for yourself. Because you chose to see him in that light. You chose to see him in that. So don't reject anything that comes in your life. Embrace everything and say, this is God. This is Brahman. Sarvam Brahman. That's all. And then you start from here. And then if you feel like venturing more deeper and saying, okay, God, now I like to see your form. I like to see how you are Kundalini. I like to see how you are the Sushumna, how you are that blissful state, or how you are that great energy that people talk about. And he will reveal to you that too. See, it's not difficult. But don't wait for anything else. So get effort, balance between effort and this truth. Balance between effort and truth. Know the difference between the two. Truth is never going to be revealed to you. Truth does not wait, but wait here, absolutely at this moment of time. God is always, is never going to come to you, reveal to you when you are doing some penance or austerity. That's why they said, Krishna said, I will not be revealed by any austerity that you do, by anything that you do for me. or any kind of penance that you do for me, or any kind of Vedanta knowledge that you come to know, because I'm always there with you. See me in all beings. That's the whole point. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay? So I took a little more time to talk about this thing. So I'll have to take two questions only, if there is anything about it. And maybe in the next one, I can do a meditation on this or something about it. Huh? But anybody has a question about it? Yes, Ashish. Ashish. Yes, Ashish. Yes.
Ajit, thank you. This was a very powerful session. It was like I was in the deep end of some. Was splashing the water all around, trying to head up. Instead, your advice has come as if leave everything, you start floating. So this was very powerful. But you know, just one question I have is, one is understanding this in your mind internally, accepting and, you know, repeating this initially, and eventually this will go deep into your system, and then you don't have to make an effort, right? But one is the, you know, at the internal level, but in the world when you are doing the actions, suppose there is somebody who is doing something wrong, and I do see myself and I say that he is God, still how do I balance the action? Because you know, if I see him as a God, I might just simply not react. Well, I just say this is his Leela, he is doing something, he's coming as maybe as my team member doing something wrong. But yes, as a manager, I need to go and also scold him. So how do we balance that part?
You first practice this of saying that this is God. He is doing it. Okay. Practice it again and again. He is God who is doing it. He is God and doing it. Don't be in a hurry to do any action about it. Don't be in a hurry to do it. Learn this, because now you're starting to get to know what it is, how it feels like this. No? So if I tell you something, this is going to happen, that is going to happen, like that is going to happen, you know what, miraculously this is going to happen, already you're bringing the mind again. You're not bringing the realization of your realization in this. I will not want to interfere with that. I want you to really know and grasp this Vedantic knowledge and then put it into action, which means you totally believe, yes, it is coming from God. And then you see what you do, whether you scold or you don't scold, the energy will be very different after that. See, when you come to know that he is God and it is coming from God, suddenly the tension will go away, because you know that he cannot act anything. He is dead. See, we are dead people. Everyone is of us. Remember one thing, we are dead. We all are dead. There is no, what appears like life is not us. We are just basically, वो कठपुतली को क्या बोलते हैं हिंदी इंग्लिश में, मैं सुन नहीं पा रहा, पपेट्स. सो वी आर पपेट्स प्लेइंग अराउंड हियर लाइक दैट, बट द वन हु इज होल्डिंग ऑल दैट इज हु, गॉड, नो, इज अ वन. तो लेट दैट पपेट डू वट एवर ही वॉन्ट्स टू डू, वट एवर ही वॉन्ट्स टू डू, लेट इट डू. क्या फर्क पड़ेगा, वॉट विल हैपन? लेट इज यू रिलेट टू गॉड इन एवरीथिंग. ओ, ही इज डूइंग दिस, he is doing this, he is doing that. Because the fact is that every night when we go to sleep, everything is forgotten. Then morning, God appears. God is the one who is sleeping. God is the one who appears. We have nothing in our hand. Tomorrow, if someone goes away, we are walking, and someone I hear is already dead. Someone else having this problem is already gone from the world. So the problem is that when we start taking control about things, like you said, I am manager. Suddenly you have now become manager instead of being a devotee. See, this identification you have to change. I'm not saying that you will not have to perform a role as a manager, but you first perform your highest duty of a devotee. Start seeing God there, and then God will only tell you that what he needs to do. What if he self-corrects himself? How you know what lesson you will get from there? How you can say, unless and until you don't walk this path properly in this, you will not know, experience this, what it is. In this, there is great freedom. Because you are living very lightly in this. Because you have dropped control, ultimately. You have said, I am not in charge of this. What we do is we carry everything in our shoulders. Now, spirituality also we are carrying on our shoulders. We have to get up in the morning and do this meditation. Another burden. It is like a burden that we are carrying. See? In the name of discipline. What I am saying is, you think God is doing everything here. God is telling you everything and that's it. Don't take yourself to be God. That is a mistake. Don't take Aham Brahmasmi, which is the last of the Mahavakyas. That is the last. Before that, thou art that, Tattvamasi. So, first you leave that science, that particular way, and then Aham Brahmasmi will automatically happen. Try this. Because the weight of control is very, very, very subtle, and we can argue about it. There will be counter arguments about it with the person, and you'll use your mind and logic about it. None of that we need. We need is basically to drop control, to drop fixing things. Try this slowly, nothing drastically. Just try it from inner and try it outside and see what happens with you.
I can always still, already feel that it's quite powerful. There's strong nerve currents going from the head down to all the whole spine.
Is the response of God. That is the response of God coming in your waking state only. See, you don't need any specific sitting meditation to experience what I'm trying to tell you. It's in this gross state he has appeared to you. I'm not saying sitting meditation is not important. See, again, so please understand what I'm saying. Another form to know God is this way. So get the perspective correct. You know, when Shankaracharya was given three sentences, he said in his life. First, he said, Brahman is real. Second, he said, universe is unreal. And the third thing he said, Brahman is universe. See, Brahman also is universe. It feels like a contradiction. Are, abhito he said, just now he said that universe is unreal. And now he's saying universe is Brahman itself. Go to the highest truth. That is the best way to reveal. Brahman is real. Universe is real. Everything is real. Everything is Brahman. Go to that. Coming from God. Like that. Sure. Huh?
Thank you.
Try Koro. Nothing will happen. Trust me. You'll be more happy. Huh?
Thank you.
Okay. Last question. Anybody? Anybody question about anything about this? Lalit, of course. Yes, Lalit. Now everybody has become alive. See, we are seeing Lalit. Now I see God in you talking. We all are seeing God in you talking. So nobody is going to complain today. Trust me. After this, nobody is going to complain because they know God is speaking to you. Come on, speak, my boy. Speak.
So when I'm doing the Kriya or when I'm doing meditation, right? I have this situation. When I'm penetrating and intensely penetrating, in that performer mode, and I have this fluctuations happening very quickly, that one part of me very strongly wants to just break free from the meditation and just float, like do nothing, and then one part of me wants to just keep pushing the boundaries of penetration, like I don't want to give up. I just want to sit. I just want to keep sitting. I want to keep breathing. I want to keep doing the Kriya. So both the urges are very strongly showing. You know, one part of me just wants to just get up from the meditation and then just say, like, you know, just let go of everything. And one part of it is saying, no, you have to keep pushing. You know, this, if you don't keep pushing, you will never break the boundaries. You know, you will always stay in the status quo mode.
I have understood your question.
So I don't know what to do.
Are you don't know what to do? I addressed that exactly same thing just now. You have performance anxiety. That is what I'm saying. Is that you are having the same issue that I am trying to say is that you want to push, control even your meditation, as if God is going to come and reveal to you, or you're going to have some experience of God. When you ever you feel that you are having this kind of anxiety or stress and you are not relaxing into this state, it's a very wrong time to sit for meditation. Do not sit for meditation that time. Go and follow these two rules only. Everything is God.
But then I will never penetrate. I will always be floating.
How you can say you are not going to penetrate? Just now I told you that everything is God. Why don't you try that and see? Your idea of God means that I have to go inside me to know God. That is your idea of God. It is an idea, concept that you have been told.
Well,
go within. Correct?
My idea of, well, not, so probably, I see that the God is everywhere. That's not the problem. The problem is that I want to see the screen to be convinced.
Huh.
It's like the Arjun problem, right? If the Krishna would have just told him that everything is God, he wouldn't have picked the... He needs to see the whole vision before he can move forward.
Yes. Exactly. Correct. So, you want to do that. You want to see him in all the form. That is why we put effort into this, into that yoga method and self-inquiry method. Correct? That's why
right.
we do that.
But how do I know that it's just the laziness kicking in or it's the anxiety? Like, so when I'm penetrating at any point, there might be a part of me who might be saying like, just give up. This is too much anxiety is happening, too much of.
Correct.
And one part of me is saying, no, you cannot give up. You have to push it. You know, this is sadhana. You have to go deeper.
So, that is what I am saying. The very, very concept of going deeper is false. Stop trying to go deeper into anything. Don't say, I want to go deeper. You tell yourself, I am at this moment in God. What will stop you? Can there be anything more deeper than going into God? What could be that? Maybe Satan. So you go to Saturn, because more deeper than God could be Satan. You don't want to go there. So don't go there to that place. You say in this moment, I am not trying to go deeper. No, the moment the mind says, I want to go deeper, you tell, no, I am already very deeper in this moment. See?
Okay. I'll try.
That is what you have to reverse for you. For you, you have to reverse that. That you are suffering exactly a performance anxiety situation where you are putting extremely more effort, little more effort than what's required. Don't. Enjoy your meditation. First, you do these two things that is there, and then sit in meditation. Right? After that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. So next time we'll have a meditation on this or something. Yes. And maybe talk more and take some more things. And as we go and more understanding of this, this is the Vedantic Mahavakyas that we have to put into practice in this way, in our waking state. Okay. So love you all very much. Pranam. Tattvamasi.